Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. We are continuing our discussion of the death of Captain Stacy, so let's get back to the issue. So then we get into the next issue.
That'd be issue 89, Doc Ock Lives.
Peter Parker is pretty certain that Doc is still alive because he grabs the newspaper and sees that there was nothing found in the crash. No body, no arms, nothing. So he's like, all right, Doc is still around. I have to go stop him because it's apparently his responsibility. It's always his responsibility.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because with great power comes great responsibility.
Hey, catchphrase. Which is nothing wrong with that.
No, it's just when you use it every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And burn it up and, you know.
I say I do love some of the newer issues where he tries to spout that off and everybody's like, shut up with that. We hear it enough.
Well, or like, you know, in the first three Spider-Man movies they made with Tobey Maguire,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, it was like every 10 seconds they had to have a flashback to Uncle Ben dying.
Oh, gosh.
And then, you know, another, well, I have to use my powers responsibly.
I mean, you know, he did let that robber go.
Yeah.
The burglar go.
But, you know, and then you find out, what is it, the third one?
Let's not talk about that.
Where it's like, oh, the Sandman killed your uncle. And it's like,
no, he didn't. No.
It's horrible.
We're not talking about that one.
Horrible.
So as he's trying to figure out where Doc Ock is, he is just swinging around the city, and
the irony that, you know, Doc Ock picks up the same newspaper that Peter Parker threw away.
Yeah, you would think his spider senses would have went off. Doc being so close.
Granted, I guess if he's not a threat to him, his senses aren't going to go off.
That's true. And he wasn't particularly looking for. He was thinking about looking for him, but he hadn't actually put his feelers out to look for him just yet. So he does start looking for him. He starts swinging around the city. He ends up sees Doc Ock at the power plant. And he is, looks like he's tearing down some of the smokestacks for the power plant. And it was, I think Doc says that this will work twofold. He'll draw Spider-Man to him. Or he'll put he'll draw Spider-Man to him.
And put the city at his mercy.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Spider-Man does end up finding him. So he goes to attack him. They get into another fight. But Doc was ready for him this time around. To the point where he actually has Spider-Man on the ropes. And Spidey has to actually retreat because he cannot handle
the beating that he's taking.
Yeah, he's
pretty much
just getting his butt handed to him.
Which never made sense because, like, any time that Spider-Man would have made connection with Doc Ock's body, it should have completely taken Doc Ock's arms offline.
Yeah.
Because, well, not to mention, okay, yes, Doc Ock's arms are, you know, well, at this point in time, they're not made out of adamantium. They're still the titanium ones. But
I figured that didn't come till
later on, yeah. But without his arms, he's a soft, doughy scientist. I mean, it's not like, you know, he does anything physical. He is just this soft little plump dude. And as soon as Spider-Man connects with his head or his gut or something, Doc Ock should be down for the count. Granted, you know, it's that wouldn't make a very good story.
No. But. And I'm sure, again, this is 1970. I'm sure when he was created in the, 60s? 50s? Mm-hmm. So I'm sure when those first couple issues, he may have tagged him, and he may have went down quick. Maybe he's building up a tolerance. So now we're at the point where Spider-Man he's getting his butt handed to him. He has a water tower that fell on him.
Well, Doc Ock, you know, knocked it over, and then he's trying to keep it from falling, right? Isn't that how that happened? So I guess we should open up the comic and see. Yeah, Doc Ock down, and Spider-Man tries to keep it from falling.
He pushes it back, but in doing so, he uses up a ton, basically all the strength he has left, and Doc capitalizes to the point where he has him strung up, and then he decides he's going to throw him off the building.
And of course,
because he doesn't have webs that will let him swing anywhere.
That's what I was going to say. You know, instead of like, you know, snapping his neck or. But see, this is also comic book logic, so you have to remember that, you know, the bad guys have to be this maniacal, you know, super genius that doesn't think things through.
Yes, and this is also, I mean, I know we're definitely are talking about a story about somebody dying, but this is before the villains were all dead set on killing the heroes. Like,
yeah, I guess
they're going to stop the hero, but they never actually thought about killing. The killing didn't come until, you know, and not just Marvel, but DC as well. Like, they really come into, like, the 80s and 90s when everything became darker in the comics.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, right here, you know, Doc says this time you die.
Yeah, but
throws him off a building.
He didn't break any bones. He just threw him off the building. It's like, he's a spider.
And that, of course, the Spider-Man being thrown off the building is the end of that issue.
That's the end of the issue. So then we have...
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can email us at comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We will be back very soon with the next chapter of The Death of Captain Stacy.